And let's track a key sign of the economy in China. The upwardly mobile are too busy making money to date. The average marriage age is increasing sharply. In some cases, the parents of China's highly educated singles are taking matters into their own hands. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from one of Shanghai's biggest singles parties.
Romantic music floats across this Shanghai park, where 6,000 college graduates are gathering, all on the lookout for the one. But finding Mr. Right is a tall order for some of these women. At one group activity, women and men face off across a table. There's an interrogation underway. What job do you do? What's your position in the company? Liu Yin's a glamorous 23-year-old. And she's quizzing the cowering men opposite mercilessly. The most important thing is an individual's ability, including their earning ability, she says. I know I'm direct, but I don't want to waste time. And time is of the essence for China's stressed singles. That's according to Karen Chan, who works for the events company that organized this party.
Because lots of young people do not have much time to make friends because they are still too busy, and especially the white-collar people. So we do this gathering party for them to meet together.
Some are so busy they can't even attend in person. One section of the park is reserved for parents who've come to matchmake for their absent offspring. They're sitting fanning themselves in the heat, alongside a stage where girls are dancing, bumping and grinding to the music. The contrast highlights the seismic shifts that lifestyles, relationships and values are undergoing in China today, leaving the older generation baffled. Among the parents is Yu Dingjin, a weary middle-aged woman. As soon as we meet, she reels off her daughter's vital statistics, as she already has countless times. She's 35. She's an accountant. She's 5.5 feet tall. I've come for her because she's on a business trip. Mrs. Yu's already given up hope for today. Chinese men won't consider marrying a woman who earns more than they do or is too highly educated, she confides. And there aren't enough men here anyway. There's been a demographic shift, with women marrying ever later. 2 decades ago, the average marriage age was 22. Now in Shanghai, it's 28. Men are tying the knot later too, and the older generation is panicking.
Much pressure for them, very much. And they push me very much.
A bachelor at 40, Cao Wenyi's been dragged along by his parents today. He's just returned with a PhD from the US. He's a catch by any standards. But he says much has changed while he's been away.
These days, girls started to dating much earlier than our generations. Our generation, in the universities, people don't talk much about that. Like dating secret things, and it's quite different. And, 10 years ago, and when I left here and I come back, it's very different.
But for now, most participants are networking for all they're worth. They've paid a steep $20 to get into this party, and they don't want to waste it.
In Shanghai, a lot of girls are very materialistic.
In the English corner, teacher Terry He notes her observations from the day. She's chatting to a bespectacled young man with the unusual name of Strong Lin. He's not impressed with what he's seen.
If some girls come to me and ask me your salary, your house, forget it.
But for Terry, practical concerns are foremost.
This is the reality that a lot of girls are materialistic. But nobody should be blamed, you know. We have to live. The quality of life, we have our dreams.
And those dreams aren't, it seems, of romance, but of condos, cars, and a future based on a sound economic footing. China's college graduates are cold-eyed pragmatists. The popularity of the speed dating corner speaks of that, and of a society where everyone's in a hurry to get what they want. Too tall, too short, too rich, too poor. The reasons for rejection are never-ending. The clappers sound, 8 minutes is up. The participants move on, and the frenetic dance of courtship in modern China starts over once again. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.